Watch, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson sings on Broadway in reimagined Queer Romeo and Juliet. By Warner Todd Houston on December 16, 2024. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson appeared on stage Saturday in her one-time-only debut in Broadway's In Juliet, a reimagined queer musical production of Romeo and Juliet. Jackson strutted her stuff, dancing, singing, and acting in the production on December 14 at the Stephen Sondheim Theater, becoming the first sitting Supreme Court Justice to appear in a Broadway play. Of her one-night role, Jackson says, "I think that it means that anything is possible." The production posted a video of the event to its Instagram page. The video also appeared on social media platforms such as X. Watch, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson made a special one-night-only appearance in the Broadway musical In Juliet, a reimagining of Juliet's story had she survived the ending of Shakespeare's original play. What do you think of her performing? pic.twitter.com/xx2yoibis. Tangle, at Tangle News, December 16, 2024. The walk-on role was created specifically for Jackson and is otherwise not part of the show. So Saturday's audience members saw a very special presentation that no other audience will ever see. Jackson became the first Black, female High Court Justice in U.S. history when Joe Biden appointed her, and she was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to her seat in June of 2022. Still, since being considered for the bench and then taking her seat, Jackson has been buffeted by several controversies. During her confirmation, for instance, she claimed she didn't know what a woman was and refused to define the word. She also refused to say whether she thinks Americans have natural rights. It was also revealed that back in 2012 she argued that possession of child porn is not as bad as the law makes it seem. Since taking her seat, she variously argued that banning transgendering drugs for kids is sex discrimination, insisted that pregnant women are merely pregnant patients and not necessarily women, and made the very odd claim that modern race-based election laws are justified because Congress made race-based laws to fix constitutional flaws for Blacks after the Civil War. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.